Hello, Keisha.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm changing the lighting. Oh, that's better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you sound better.
It's more ploggy. It's more.
Yeah, more
Let's talk.
moody.
Let's
Yeah.
talk about the soap opera.
Okay. I
And
thought I watched today's episode a little while ago, and I must say that was some fine writing, I thought, when you had the scene with Liesl, Brad, and Scotty.
Oh yeah, that
It
was nice.
almost seemed like they didn't really, like, I don't know, give it enough of a moment, because Liesl, what she said to Brad was so funny. And
Yeah,
it also made me cry a little
was
bit, because that was like the
nice.
one I really got the feeling like, oh yeah, here's the loss that we've kind of been
Right.
waiting
The
for,
rest of it was sort of like, could have been anybody, but gone, and that was more specific to
That
Britt and
was,
who Britt was. And
and I just like that Liesl sort of reached out to Brad and kind of let him know that she was, grateful sort of for his friendship
kind of
with
gave
Britt.
Brad his moment there.
Because he is usually sort of like the guy everybody wants to sweep under the rug, so
Right, or pound into the rug.
So that was that. I thought that was just really good.
I was wondering, how they put Britt's picture on the wall? And I
Yeah.
was thinking, is that wall all people that have actually passed away in real life? And she's the only still alive actor? Because a lot of those people are the pictures I saw, I was thinking, oh, those are people that have really passed away.
Yeah, well, they
So.
haven't really, I guess they haven't really addressed the wall very much. It seems like kind of a
We don't know
recent
what the
thing.
rules are about the wall.
We
We
don't.
need to
We
know.
don't. Yeah, it would be nice if they took a moment just away from the show, the storylines, and just explained the wall.
Or just a post with like a typed up memo for us about the wall.
That just sat on the screen for a couple of minutes. That'd be good, some good television.
It'd be helpful though, I mean, though, I was like, well, this is all people that are really, Lila
I
and
mean, some of them,
that are
yeah,
gone.
they were from almost 60 years
Old
ago, some of those characters
times,
from
olden
day
times.
one,
Steve Hardy and Audrey and But anyway, I thought if that's the case, it's quite an honor for Britt to be kind of memorialized like that as a character.
Yeah, I know. When Terry said, "Come with me," I wondered, I was kind of hoping for something like, I don't know, a statue.
A statue of Britt. I was
Not
thinking it'd be
really
some,
a statue, but something sort of maybe a little more, because she seemed like she wasn't even like high up. She was kind of like at waist level, and I don't know. I don't know. So I
Wait,
was a
what do you
little
mean?
disappointed.
At waist level? What are you
Well,
talking
like
about?
if you were
What?
standing next to the wall, she was
Oh,
like,
where the picture was. I see. Oh, is that part of the status? Like literally where you are on the wall? You're high
Again,
up
we
on the
don't
wall.
know. We don't know,
We
Gia. We're
don't
guessing.
know about the wall. That's
The
true.
politics of the wall, I
I
don't
thought it was going to be like a wing named after her or
Yeah,
something. Or,
exactly. Yeah, something kind of significant,
I
like
thought
that.
there'd be some cool planter, to be honest with you,
I
like
know, I knew you're
an egg.
I knew you were thinking like
Did
some
you
massive
notice, like
display of moths.
at one point they had the where were they? But they had there was like a kind of lit up thing of mother-in-law's tongue all in rocks, and it's like architecturally pleasing to me to see that they in an interior space with the plants, it's like sculptural. I really like it.
I must say, I sort of got turned off as soon as you said
What?
mother-in-law's tongue. I had to go to a safe place in my head.
Oh.
It's like,
Well, how
what is
about
she
snake
talking
plant? We can
about
call it
now? That's
snake
got to
plant
be
is
the
above it.
beer talking.
It could be. It's delicious. Shock top. They didn't put an orange in the fall night, and I feel like, but it was kind of a military bar, and I thought, do they just not
So
do the
they don't do
fruit?
like
They don't do the fruit?
garnishes.
Like it's really cheap, so you don't get the fruit.
I see.
I could get the scurvy at this rate.
You could, Gia. Let's watch out for that.
watch out. I don't know what it'll be, but anyway, yeah, I like the memorial service for Britt. It could have gone on a little bit longer. I could have,
had
a little more heartfelt stuff.
Well, yeah, and it seemed like it wasn't really clear to me leading up to the actual like sort of service, like if it had started, like because people seem to be kind of rolling in and out.
There was an awfully long time where everybody was arriving and all this shit happened. It was like hours before the service. Like, why do people go so early? All this shit's happening. It's not really good shit.
No, and it kind of felt like it was sort of disrespectful to be airing all this crap with her picture there, you know.
You're right. Yeah, I know.
Again, at like waist level.
And there was no music. I thought, you know.
Yeah, that would have been nice, huh? Too bad they should have put some pressure on Marshall.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm getting a kick out of myself right now.
Well, it's good because nobody else is.
No.
It's good to enjoy your own material.
It really is. I know.
Oh, sometimes I snicker to myself when I'm like laughing at something I've said in my head, you know.
I know. I'm sure you
some
do.
Some snarky thing that I can't say out loud, you know.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe only you would get, you know.
Yeah. But anywho, what were we saying? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, there's all kinds of drama drifting in and out of the chapel. And again, like
a lot of chapel time.
Yeah. And Spencer wanted to, like, have Trina exit the chapel so they could have, like, more family shit going on in there, you know. And I thought that was interesting.
I loved Trina at one point said it's not something, it's, you know, this day is about Brit, not about you.
Yeah.
Spot on. She's so smart. Yeah.
So smart. And I liked how she like stuck to her guns there kind of and like didn't let him sort of shake it off, you know. And I liked how he kind of thought about it for a minute, you know.
He knows he's like a self-obsessed. And that even makes him more appealing because he kind of knows his own tendencies and
yep. It's like he's been like forced into that like prep school mode for so long that it's like muscle memory kind of, you know.
Yeah, and that's like you. I mean, you're kind of. Like-
Thank you. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me, Gia.
Did you go to a prep school?
No, I
sound like Jiminy Glick whenever I ask a question.
I hated high school so much.
You?
I graduated early because I hated it so much.
My husband graduated early because I don't know, because he just wanted to go somewhere and smoke more pot or something. I don't know why, but like he also graduated early.
Yeah, how about that?
I don't know what. I think he went and worked in a shoe factory for a year or something.
See? Yeah.
That's important to get out of school to go do that.
Yeah.
How early did you graduate?
I was a junior, so I left.
Like you, like a whole year? How did you do
that? Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that was an option.
Well, yeah. I guess I had to take a couple of classes in summer school, you know, so classes I would have normally taken in my senior year, but that was it. Yeah. And then I went to college the next year.
Like, so you went early or you took a year off and worked or something? Or?
No. I went right to college. Like,
oh, and did you like that better?
Well, I think my mom always thought it was a big mistake.
I was very young.
I was 16 and I was very, very shy.
16 when you went to college?
Wait, yeah, just till October. Then I was 17. It was just a little, I was 17, you know, soon after school started.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't do well in my first semester.
Grade wise or socially? Yeah. Or everything?
Okay, across the board.
Well, how did you look?
I probably looked actually the most fashionable I ever looked in my life.
Yeah, okay. You were wearing your hammer pants or?
I hadn't discovered my Carhartts at that point. I was still shopping, I think, in the girls department.
Good for you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we digress.
Thinking about my college years. Because when I went, I went late, and I was recovering from being very ill with mono, very ill.
And my roommate had mono the freshman year, so she had to go home. So I had It isn't a joke. I made it a joke, but it's not a joke.
It's no joke. I was freaking sick.
But, yeah.
Anyway, so I was a little bit down for the count my freshman year, but I rallied and soon I was polishing off kegs with, you know, wild abandon.
Oh, another story of how a human being can triumph over adversity.
That's right.
Such an inspiration to me sometimes.
I try. Anyway, okay. So a lot of time in the chapel. What do you think about that big dove sort of painting that outside when you go out? There's a triumphant dove, like a
I don't know. I don't think I have any thoughts about it one way or the other.
Okay.
I kind of enjoy that stained glass, although it doesn't really look like real stained glass, you know.
Yeah, I like it too, and I like the dove, and then I'm like, oh, that's cheesy, don't like the dove. And then I'm like, no, I love the dove. It's so blatantly obvious, you know.
The debates that rage in your head.
I know, I'm not thinking about what I should be thinking about, but I'm like, I love that. And it's like, oh, it's so obvious, it's so blatant, it's so stupid, it's so, you know, like, oh, peace, whatever, you know. But
well, you know, it seems appropriate, I guess. Yeah, nobody's taking the message to heart when they enter that chapel.
I have one other thing to say, and I know I'm not talking about the plot or the characters or whatever, but I don't know, and this is big of me to admit, but I do not know what those flowers are.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the chapel, and you know, the big display of flowers at the front. There's like kind of a spray of something, and then on either side,
a lot of white flowers.
Yeah, there's these white flowers that look kind of a little bit tulipy, but with like sort of a ribbon, like this sort of twirly ribbon thing going on the edge. Like, what the hell are those? What are they? They're fabulous.
They couldn't be. I don't know. Why am I pretending I might know?
Well, you might. I mean, I've seen them before, I think, but it, like, that's incredible that nature can make something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say, Gia.
Anyway.
And another thing that nature made that's incredible is Scotty. I love the way he was just like presenting himself, like taking off his glasses and just the way he used his hands there. It was just like something about him is just so awesome. You know?
Yeah. He was good. And it was good. Yeah. Like, I like when people go up, you know, like the people that are so directly involved, like Liesl, like you're going to be too emotional to speak.
Yeah.
So I like it when people go up and speak for them. And,
yeah, I know. I kind of love Scotty and Liesl's relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. I like his glasses were blue, like his outfit.
Yeah. I know. He's just funny. And then you think about him screwing around with Sonny, you know, and Nicholas and their little videos and stuff. And it's just you know.
That for Nicholas, the old Nicholas. I don't know. Like, that was pretty big that he got, he basically got canned, you know?
I know. And I was thinking that now that we have gone, like, we're so many degrees separated from the original Nicholas now that I almost don't remember like what his like real qualities were. You know what I mean? Like this new guy feels like he's really like a new character to me.
Right.
Kind of,
you know, when I try to think about the original Nicholas, he was a little more brooding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Less silly, more quiet, I think.
Yeah. More but in, at the same time, he seemed also like he had a real sweetness, you know? And
yes, yes. And the new guy.
The people he loved, he really loved.
Yeah. We're going to have to give the new guy a chance.
Yep, I know.
But he does, like all the silliness of, Nicholas is like erased completely.
Right. This guy might have been better following the original Nicholas.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because all the things we complained about the Nicholas that got fired, are all the things that I actually ended up liking.
Yeah, you know? I me too. Yeah, he was.
And if you or I had any part of him being fired, I apologize.
Because I don't see how he could have. I think we made it clear that we were very fond of him for quite a while there.
But I believe I used the word he didn't have enough gravitas, like more than once, you know. That's not just another word for balls, you know. It's just... But I believe we said that, and then, but then I came to appreciate kind of his sort of fickleness and his silliness and his little bit of whimsy that he brought to the role.
Exactly. Yeah, and like this guy's hair isn't really part of a character, you know. It's just hair. But like on the previous Nicholas, his hair was really like saying something, you know. Like, I'm a mess. Maybe it was just that, but still.
I was thinking about how the other day you said something about Drew's nipple casts a long shadow.
That sounds like a haiku.
What a sentence that was. Wow. And we should say that we don't want that character fired. We, you know, we...
Oh, you mean the nipple character or Drew?
Drew? We don't want the Drew character fired.
I wouldn't mind if the nipple was put on some sort of leave. That would be okay.
Sick leave. I think that was really a camera angle. I mean, you can't, you know, everybody's got nipples. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
It's supposed to be sexy. You know, they're supposed to be giving us what they want. The old ladies that want to be all, dare I say, titillated in the afternoon. You know, it's like it's love in the afternoon.
I guess you got to be careful what you wish for, huh?
Right, right. Anyway, okay. So back to new Nicholas, villain Nicholas, who's apparently the actual Nicholas now. Because when they said it the other day. It was like, is now being played by. And that made it sound pretty permanent, right?
It sure did. Yeah. Yeah. I know.
I feel bad for the one that got, I mean, that was just, that's a pounding. That's being like totally let go, you know?
Yeah. And it would have been nice if he could have left like with some real like solid, you know, episodes. And I guess, you know, he had some moments and stuff, but it felt like, you know, we didn't know really that was going to be his last day, you know, and then suddenly, you know.
Yeah, he knew.
I don't know. He knew, and probably.
I felt like seeing Elizabeth work with that Nicholas and then the new Nicholas, like, I felt like that Nicholas might have been able to charm her into sticking with him. But this Nicholas, I'm out of here. We're all done. You know, I'm tired of covering for you. I'm tired of being tangled up with your story. And
And also, like, his scene with Laura when she was acting all disappointed, it seemed like he was almost like her peer, you know, and not her son.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but yeah, I mean,
I was thinking about like having a scene like that with one of my parents, and I thought, like, wouldn't that be awful if your parent ended up like not liking you? And you know, I mean, not that Laura doesn't like him, but saying something about, you know, still finding that person in you that was a likable, admirable person, it's so easy with family relationships to really like suddenly be like, you know, I don't really like you, you know, you know what I mean?
It's yucky
because it's just sort of an automatic. It's like a default, like you love that person because they're family.
You're not supposed to really,
examine it too much. And if you do, it can be scary.
It can be scary, Gia.
I hope nobody's like thinking about me like that way right now.
Mother-in-law's tongue. Scary.
That's really the kind of colloquial name for that plant. I didn't make it up. It's because it's sharp. It has a sharp edge. Do you know what what plant I'm talking about?
I know what you want me to say. No, I don't.
I was watching, I'm still working on Saint Elsewhere. And anyway, they had a scene where a woman is like repotting a plant, and she called it a geranium. And it was like, it was not a geranium at all. I was like, oh my God, did nobody fact check it? It really did. It really did. It's like, they just thought we wouldn't notice that, you know? Yeah. Like, like whatever, it's the '80s. We still, we have brains, you know? They may be 80s brains, but
still know a flower. There was a moment in, I guess it was in the wasn't Cody there somewhere?
Cody did, yeah, and he kind of like flattened his hair down a little bit and everything.
Out of respect.
Yep. Yeah, he did go. He was there.
Yeah, that so was.
I thought you'd be
odd.
Happy about that. I thought you wanted him to go.
Well, I wanted him to sort of acknowledge his feelings. Yeah. So I guess. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What else do you want to talk about? The Willow storyline? Willow and the baby?
Sure. I will say
the 80-pound newborn.
Such a healthy baby.
Like, yeah. Oh my God, it's huge.
Yeah.
Can they not hire a smaller baby?
I know. That made me think, like,
preemie.
I wonder.
You're supposed to be a preemie.
I know. Although not that premature, but.
Right.
It made me think about, like the parents out there in the world who, like, sign up their babies for scenes like that, you know?
Oh. And you thought that they're scum, or what? What were you thinking? I don't think I put words in your mouth.
A little bit. I mean, it's possible I was thinking that, but maybe not. It just seems like you'd have to have planned ahead, right?
Maybe, but
planning the career before the baby.
I'm not a baby. Cute. I was gonna say I'm not a baby kind of person, but that baby was the cutest. That baby was like a cup of yogurt or something.
So Greek cute. Yogurt. Yeah, she was very cute. Yeah.
Super cute. Yeah. Yep. Just perfect. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes babies are all look a little scabby and pimply and stuff.
That's when they do the meth, which is not good for a baby.
No, it's just because they've just come out and they've been all in you know, in
the... in those parts. It's a real science class for people.
In the fluid, you know, and they're a little bit icky, you know, or whatever.
I feel like we missed our calling. We should have taught sex ed together.
The end result. Of
we could talk about nipples.
Sex ed, like, is the baby
various there. Nipples.
But anyway, this baby is just beautiful. God,
yeah, she was lovely. Very lovely. Yeah. I liked when a couple of times Michael, when he thanked like the staff.
Yeah, that was nice.
I thought that was very nice. Yeah. And then you hardly hear anybody say anything like that really on these shows.
No.
And then when he hugged Austin, I also thought that was sweet.
Yeah. And Austin had that moment, of course, when you think, oh, Willow's dead, you know, that like, I can't tell you before the commercial, you know, I have to give you that look.
Yeah.
That could be very bad.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you enjoy all the scenes with Harmony?
I thought you must have been very, to use one of Curtis's words, jazzed to see Harmony again.
I was jazzed because I liked her.
I know, you did.
There she is. She was a strong character.
Yeah, but she evilly was trying to like coax Willow to the other side.
Yeah, to go into the light. Don't go into the light.
Yeah, so that was kind of interesting to have her painted as like.
Just and they were going back and forth. They were letting us think she might have gone into
Willow. Yeah, gosh, they sure did manipulate us.
I liked it. It was one of those cheesy sort of expected.
Yeah, classic like, kind of
classic,
soap.
But I liked it. I'm going to admit that I liked that.
Because you love Harmony. Just say it.
Well, wasn't she good? I mean, when Harmony came into a scene, you were paying attention, weren't you? You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, now I'm starting to think you have a type.
Why? Are you going to talk about Heather now?
No, I was going to talk about Joanna Gaines, the Magnolia.
Oh, because she looks kind of like Harmony.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. All right. I haven't watched that show in a long time, but I kind of got bored with the Joanna Gaines stuff because every room they do looks exactly alike, you know.
Which... Yeah, exactly. Her palette is pretty limited to like white and beige.
You are one to talk.
Oopsie. I walked right into that.
You stepped right into that one, didn't you? I haven't seen your current abode, but when I see it, I'll be like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Although you still had a character with that house, one house where you, like, you had that vagina room that was like all...
It was pink.
Pink, yeah.
Yeah. Again, straight out of a sex ed class.
I know. What's going on tonight? I enjoyed seeing Harmony. I'm not going to lie.
I know. I know you did, Gia. I don't want you to deny that.
She looked good. She looked nice.
Yeah. There was one line. I guess it was. Oh, it was when Trina and Spencer were talking, when he was explaining his plan to her to take the baby.
Yeah.
And she said something about how the baby would, like, he'd be doing something at the expense of the baby, like learning how to be a parent at the expense of a baby or something. And he's like, that's literally what all parents do.
That's kind of true, yeah.
I know, that was funny. True.
Yeah, I mean, look at us. Yeah.
Yeah. But so there've been some good zingers in there.
There's been some good stuff. Can we move on to Heather?
Sure.
I love Heather. I just love her.
I loved it when Espy said, "What happened to Kevin?"
Yeah.
If it turns out she's faking it, that kind of line.
That's gonna be like she deserves an Oscar just within the show for if she's been faking it this whole time, that would be incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That didn't cross my mind. That would be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I love Heather, and I love, like, her maternal instincts with Esme seem so admirable. And
they seem pretty sort of just innate, you know.
And then she goes over and gets cray cray with Ryan, and they're all going to bust out of there together.
Isn't that going to be sweet? the three of them on the road.
On the run, yeah. As the new Esme is going to be like, what the fuck is happening here? It got me. Also, this new Esme, who's like now like a normal person, having pretty normal reactions, got me thinking about, like, so if there are people that are kind of objectionable, can we just chuck them over parapets to see if it improves their personalities? You know,
I think it's worth a try.
I might throw myself over one. Because sometimes I drive myself crazy.
Oh, man. So do I. God, I would love a stray bullet between the eyes.
Yeah, a little straighten myself out a little bit.
Yeah.
Get a little perspective there.
Yeah.
But so those are some good scenes. So we got some stuff coming up there, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I like that they're using Austin more. But I think they could try a little harder. Like, I like how he's kind of just, like, hanging around the hospital now and, like, you know.
I think they're campaigning hard for he and Ava to have something going on. They've thrown them together quite a bit.
Yep. And she seemed a little bit sad that he had to rush away for the emergency.
Yeah. So I think they might develop something out of that, which is, I'm cool with that.
Yeah. And I'm also kind of cool with Finn just being a good friend to Elizabeth.
Yep.
You know?
Elizabeth got her hair done, I think, since last we spoke. So
you think that's what's motivating him to be nice to her?
It looked very full and shiny and healthy.
I don't know what her path is going to look like now that she's decided to distance herself.
What?
Her path, like the
path. Okay.
The road she's taking now that she's trying to distance herself from Nicholas.
She's And at the very end today, she admitted to, or was it in the scenes? I can't remember now.
No,
she admitted to Finn that she was not pregnant.
Right,
with
right.
Yeah, so we don't know. Is she going to have full disclosure there about her role?
Right, right.
In Esme's, imprisonment.
And what are the consequences? I think so, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know what the consequences. You're welcome. I don't want her to get in trouble, you know, but I also think she's probably right to not keep, you know, going along with Nicholas's harebrained
schemes. Yeah, Nicholas, Jesus. Yeah, I mean, Prince Sketchy there. I mean, he's really.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Although he did seem to kind of have a little moment with Laura where he's like, oh, he wants to find the good part of himself again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she brings that. She makes me want to be a better person.
You know, I'm kind of glad she can't look me in the eye and discuss the choices I've made.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's made some bad ones, too. But she's just so sort of spot on as a kind of a truth teller and a
like firm, Trina,
but encouraging and support. Yeah, like Trina. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see the two of them hang out a little more. I'd like more people like who are worthy of Trina to sort of hang with her and let her know what a decent person she is.
Because I feel like if you were going to be any one of these characters, your personality, like who do you align with? The women of Port Charles.
The first one that comes to mind is Heather, but I don't have the maternal instinct.
Oh, you must. At this point, you must. See, I feel like I'm Nina.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be Laura or Trina.
I'd like to be Maxie. I feel like Maxie's.
Oh,
like,
yeah. You're kind of Maxie. I'd say you might be a Maxie.
She's more stylish, I was going to say.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. I wasn't thinking of that part. But no, just a sassy personality, but pretty well grounded and you know who you are and stuff. But
she tries to be honest with people, I would say. Yeah. You know?
I think I'm pretty self-deluding. That's why I put myself as a Nina, you know. I think I justify my actions a lot. Like a Nina or a Carly maybe, but I'm not fierce like Carly. Carly and Joss are fierce and
yeah.
I like that. I like that scene with the Carly and Bobby and Joss and the baby.
Yeah, you know, that was nice, but I was thinking when she ran
they
into
try too hard maybe to
No, I think it was a nice moment, but at the same time, I was thinking that when she ran into Trina, who reminded her that it was Britt's memorial service day, Joss, I felt like she should have paid her respects to Britt, you know?
Yeah, because she saved her life. Yeah.
Kind of. It seems like, you know, the least she could have done, and she didn't really seem to, I don't know. I wondered if that was sort of a deliberate decision on the writer's part to make her look selfish and
to
kind
make her
of
look
like
more self-aware,
you know, or if it was just sort of an accident of timing or something, you know. But
yeah, they wanted them to have that scene,
right? Right, and then tried out Bobby, you know, for like the once a season.
Right, yeah,
scene,
Bobby's supposed to have a few minutes, so we'll let Bobby have a scene.
Yeah. But I was disappointed in Joss, you know, and also just her friendship with Trina. She's already seeming to make these decisions, you know, to kind of separate her life. I think
not tell her stuff. Yeah, you do that. You do that with me.
Because I'm always making some ridiculous decision and I don't need anybody to tell me.
You're gonna be like, you are such a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, for some reason, I don't need to hear that.
Really? You don't like it? I can't remember where I read it or saw it or something, but I saw something, somebody said something about, like, this will save you so much time in your relationships. Like, if you ask somebody, like, do you want me to tell you how to fix it, or do you just want support, you know?
Right, kind of thing. Yeah, uh-huh.
And that would be a good thing to kind of know, like, in all your relationships.
Going like, forward, yeah.
Yeah, going forward, because like, I tend to be like, I'm just going to tell you what you need to do, you know?
Yeah.
Like, not,
yeah.
Like you need uh-huh. to know if somebody needs to just be heard and comforted, right, or, right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
or whether they need to be told what a fucking idiot they are. And, like, here's, you know,
again. Like, message received.
It's very hard. Maybe before I die, I'll stop, you know. I come from a well, family where we just tell each other what to do all the time, and it never uh-huh, works. It's very uh-huh, frustrating. Uh-huh. Like, no, you need to do that. No, you need to do that, you know. And, huh.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, you don't see that in us, or?
No, well,
your family
I was,
doesn't do that, though, huh?
No, no, we don't really. I don't think, and maybe we should have, but we do the more of the, like, God, you're such a fucking idiot. That kind of thing sounds more familiar. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's tricky. Usually, yeah, I think I'm the one who's made the most dumb decisions.
Oh, like, no, I've met your family. You've done interesting things. That's cool. That's cool. You know.
Oh dear.
All good. This whole pageantry that is life. You know, the yeah. older you get, you're like, you know, it's all interesting. You know.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You get uh-huh. kind of sold this bill of goods as a youngster mm-hmm. about like how yeah. you're supposed to be and what choices right. you're supposed to make, or you know, if you vary from that path, oh my God, you know.
Yeah, it's like there's only supposed to be one story, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, and there's so many stories.
You get a job. You yeah, have, you know.
Exactly. There are so many stories, and they're mm-hmm. stories within stories, and little mm-hmm. side shoots in your story, mm-hmm. and little whatever, yeah. and it's all mm-hmm. good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all over pretty quick, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Do whatever. Have a good time.
Amen, sister.
All right, okay. General Hospital, what else do we want to talk about? We didn't really, we talked a little bit about the baby and Willow, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
I feel like people are going to maybe soften on Nina a little bit. Like, Michael didn't even, like, snap at her.
Right, was, right, yeah. Yeah, I liked that he didn't, that he kind of yeah. looked at yeah. her and maybe saw a different side of her.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, I kind of liked how Sonny was just sort of, like, along for the ride. You
yeah,
know?
He was
and,
being super supportive, but not really yeah. interfering. Yeah,
yeah. So that was nice.
That was nice, yeah.
I guess we could talk about the boys, Drew and Curtis, and also Portia and Stella, and also Jordan, totally feeding Stella yeah, all that information, know. You know,
all
and acting
that,
like
sideways eye thing, you know
yeah, like oh God. Jordan, you're so. Is disingenuous the word we're looking
She's,
for?
Yep, disingenuous. And they brought Stella in just to display the worst aspect of the Stella personality. The one
yeah,
that, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
where her voice gets up in that weird register. Like, oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
right, right. And then she had to like tamp it all down, you know?
Yep, yep.
Because I guess she realized she needed proof if she was going to confront Portia.
She needed proof, you know? And then she got, at the end, like during the dress mm-hmm. store scene,
yeah.
She got reminded that she like kept this total lie a secret
yeah,
all
yeah.
her life. And
yeah.
so she was like, oh, right, you know.
Yeah, but so. But still wrestling with it and feeling like she needed yeah. to, I think. Not, I don't know, she doesn't want to... like just be silent and watch this.
He's
happen.
Gonna wait till the ceremony to yeah. like suddenly like blow her top and tell yeah. the whole thing. Yeah.
But I thought she got kind of interesting when she was sort of struggling and being quiet
yeah.
and
yeah.
sort of wistful.
She's a great
you know?
Actor. She really
she
is.
Is.
Just,
she, yeah.
Just something about that, like you know, getting all yeah. up in that.
Yeah. She's really. She was actually. She was on a. An episode of Big Bang Theory that I watched today, and she was really funny as a nurse, and she played a nurse on Superstore once and was really funny in that.
Wow.
So she, Yeah. So she's got, and she's had some good stuff.
Crossover action. Yeah. No, she's good. And I actually like the dress they had her in for the wedding.
Did you? Like, yeah.
I hope the wedding happens because I like that dress. we'll see what Portia, do you think Portia will go back to curly hair for the wedding?
Oh, I don't know. I do. I think I prefer the curly hair. I have to say, I still curly.
Yeah. That's very shallow of us. Shallow comments.
well, duh. I mean, we spent 20 minutes talking about a man's nipple. I don't think there's much that's going to surprise people.
Well, at least it was a man's nipple we were talking about. That's refreshing. You know?
We're complicated women. Drew was sort of consistent and true to character, I thought, in that scene with Curtis.
Yeah.
In that he was still annoying and you know, like I still didn't need to hear anything he had to say. I don't know if I liked Curtis any better in that scene.
I feel
like
they've just turned Curtis into like this stooge, you know?
Yeah.
Like he's a victim of this storyline.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really. It's not his fault. Mm-hmm. He's got to be like the dum-dum in the middle of the whole storyline that doesn't know anything and is just.
Yeah.
They've kind of turned him into this like unappealing patriarchal, I don't know what, sort of traditional seeming. I don't know.
Yeah, like he's not very complicated at all anymore, and I think he used to be.
Yeah, he's pretty unappealing. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's all going to come to a head on Valentine's Day. How long do we have to wait? What do we got? Like 2 weeks here?
A couple weeks. I already hated Valentine's Day, so now.
Aw, did you? It's chocolates. You get chocolates.
I have chocolate pretty much every day.
All the time.
It's one of my problems.
I did look something up this time.
Oh yeah, I promised America that you were going to report on.
I don't have anything to say about catacombs. Really, I didn't look that up. But I was thinking about the baby and the blanket that the baby like that blanket that babies are wrapped in that. It's the same everywhere. Like I don't have like that. It's white with the pink and blue stripes. You know that kind of a little wool. So I checked that out. So I was like, that's everywhere. That's the same in every hospital. Every baby is wrapped in that.
Huh.
And so it's called a cuddle up with a K.
Like that already bothers me. I don't like that.
I'm sorry. And it was made by a company out of Chicago. And they started out by making butcher's aprons. And and then they made this, and it was kind of like a useful thing because it's got the pink and the blue, but it's sort of, you know, it doesn't go for one gender or the other.
Right,
you know,
right. It's kind of neutral.
It's neutral, and that's about it, really. But that's been the blanket for like from the 1950s or 60s on. And
so they've like cornered the market on
blanket for newborns.
That's a little crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe we could come up with something better, Gia.
I think we used to have some of those because my husband's father worked in a hospital and he was a scrounger and he would bring stuff home. And so he had some of those blankies. They're very soft and nice.
Okay.
And one other thing in the little thing I read was that they also made like scrubs. Mm-hmm. Like they were early
that makes
on.
Sense.
And, yeah. And they made scrubs and they were green and they made the green because it was like less eye glare.
Oh,
And I was thinking about, we talked about green rooms early on. And so that color is kind of important in the medical field.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, and now they have scrubs that have all kinds of like graphic designs and stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. The nurses, they go crazy with all that stuff. But I remember like when I was in high school, we wanted to be cool, like MASH. And so we had our friend's stepmom get us all scrubs. She was a nurse. So we could look like we're on MASH, you know?
I see. So you really haven't changed. It's been MASH
I've been pretty cool all my life. MASH. Oh, I love MASH right from the get go. Mm-hmm. You did not love MASH?
No, I like MASH a lot, but I don't know if I've ever been drawn to it, like to watch it now. You know, I liked it back in the day. Yeah.
But, well, then maybe you are not a nostalgia kind of person. Well, I know you're not cool, but the nostalgia is an interesting thing. I think it can be a real hindrance, and so I try to keep it in check. No, I do embrace it a lot. Yeah. No, I think it needs to be kept in check, though. Really.
It is easy to kind of get drawn back into things that are comfortable.
Right. Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's good to be uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable a lot.
I'm pretty uncomfortable right now.
Even right now. Did you want to talk about General Hospital anymore? Or?
General what? I think we've talked about General Hospital quite a bit.
All right.
Haven't we? But yeah, I guess recap.
We've been going on a bit. I just checked.
To
the
recap, I would like to say I think Spencer's doing very good work these days. He and Trina, yep. I kind of like that.
I do too. Yep.
Yeah, and I would always like to see more of like Scotty and Liesl.
Okay. All
and
right.
Even Brad, I'd like to see Brad.
I wonder about Brad's future without Britt. You know, will they make an effort to pull him in? I think he's a great character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and it seems like they could use some guys who are just sort of guy friends.
Guys, yeah. Know? Yep. So I hope they pull him in. I thought he was great with Maxie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess they've got him, the Selena storyline.
Right, right.
And,
yeah.
And Cody, like maybe he could be somehow involved in that storyline.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
he's not at the hospital anymore, so we can't really.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, I hope he keeps going on there because I like him.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of characters could sort of converge in that storyline. Like if Gladys's betting problem affects Sasha and Maxie is friends with Sasha and Brad might sort of witness some of that stuff.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put him in that crew. That would be good. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
We shall see. We shall.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Jane. Everybody, like a whole episode where we didn't discuss bar shampoo. You
it's
heard
hard.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hold yourself back.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna. We'll just wrap it up. We'll just wrap it up.
So thanks for listening. If you're out there listening, and we appreciate you.
We really do. Yeah, and we have the Netherlands now listening.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Hello, Netherlands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People should comment so we know, like, are you from the Netherlands or are you expats elsewhere that are?
Yeah.
Who knows? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, we'll watch for a few more days and talk again.
Yeah, we will. Okay, Gia. Well, you have a good night.
Okay, Keish, you too. And we'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Goodbye.
Okay. See ya.